Obama, fallen angels, the Greek gods, and the Olympics. Let's talk about it. Recently, you saw very clearly that in the Olympic ceremonies, they were mocking Christianity. And there was a big uproar from everyone in regards to what they did, because it's crazy how Christianity is mocked nowadays. However, what else did you expect from a spectacle in a show that is made in honor of entities and fallen angels?
And to sit here and let France mock the country, mock your religion, make fun of every single thing you feel holy. This is the Last Supper. This is everything holy about Christianity. And we say absolutely nothing about it and say, oh, you cannot even complain. What are we doing wrong by saying that this is disgusting? This is not art.
In Revelation 2:13, I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, even where Satan's seat is. This is talking about an area where there is a throne for Zeus.
Toga, so statues of the emperor would be everywhere.
So that gives us great historical context for the book of Revelation and helping us understand that the first century Christians were familiar with this imagery. It was all around them.
It was all around them.
All the time.
They were immersed in it, absolutely.
What do we have here with these steps leading up to this tree?
Well, we've got the base of the altar of Zeus, and this was the largest altar in antiquity. So Pergamum was very famous for having this altar here in the city. You can just imagine the billows of smoke that would go up into the air from the sacrifices that would be rendered here on a regular basis.
So between the sacrifices being offered here and the sacrifices being offered up at the Temple of Trajan, a very active, idolatrous place.
Yeah. And then the meat from these sacrifices would be taken down into the lower city and sold in the public markets, which would be meat sacrificed to idols, because they had just been hours before offered up to a pagan deity.
And that was something very common in the first century world. Paul had to address it in 1 Corinthians. But that was something mentioned in the letter to Pergamum that they had to wrestle through.
The Olympics initially were created as a religious festival. And this was made in honor of a deity, of an entity called Zeus. So people would come together to honor Zeus, and they would sacrifice a lot of things to honor Zeus. When you look at Zeus and the character of Zeus, many will attribute a lot of his aspects to Satan, okay? Or a fallen angel at the very least. Many would say that he was a sky god associated with lightning falling from heaven, thunder. There's a lot of attributes of Zeus, but the Olympics as you see today, what they were back then, were spectacles and shows and competitions aimed as a sacrifice to the gods, which are the fallen angels. So I asked the question, why are we surprised that in the Olympics they're mocking the church? Why are we surprised when you see that even in Revelation it's telling you and it's associating Zeus's throne and seat with Satan? And there have been politicians like Obama. How many of you remember that Obama wanted to have his stage crafted as Zeus's throne? And he gave a speech on it. Ephesians 6:12. We wrestle not against flesh and against blood, but against entities, against principalities that rule this world. In the Olympics, what you have there is nothing new under the sun.
The Pergamon altar was one of the most famous and magnificent monuments in antiquity. The entire facade has been recreated in Berlin in order to display over 100 of the original marble reliefs. They were transported more than 1,000 miles from Anatolia in Turkey. They make up a frieze running 400 feet, over twice the length of the facade of St. Paul's. Together with the Elgin marbles, the most important Greek sculpture in the world. Its acquisition by the German government was the most ruthlessly efficient archaeological coup of the 19th century.
It's the same sacrifices, it's the same rituals, it's the same thing. The only difference now in our day and age from the days of when Zeus and these entities were honored and revered by human beings is that it is now worldwide. So we are now able to see that in the Olympics, it's almost the Tower of Babel reborn, where all nations come together as one. All nations come together, they unite, share one common bond. In this case, they share a common bond to go to the Olympics and develop many sacrifices there as well, because the sacrifices may not be blood rituals, they may not be anything like that, but all of these athletes are sacrificing a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in real life. When you look and see that all of these individuals have to train on a daily basis just to go before the Olympic gods and get a gold medal, it is astonishing to even think of the least. Yet, we get surprised when games like the Olympics and others, which are clearly an homage to fallen angels and entities, mock Christianity. I also had a couple of thoughts on that as well. Because in reality, the picture of the Last Supper that they're mocking is a drawing by Leonardo da Vinci. It's not a scriptural picture either. So just want to make sure you understand that as well. That they're mocking a depiction from Leonardo da Vinci. And yes, it's alluding to mocking the Last Supper. But I just want you to know that that is the last thing that you should be worried about. Because when you really take a look at what's happening all over this world, when you see that nations are still coming together to essentially participate in a carnival circus style of an event.
We're in ancient Olympia, and behind us is the Temple of Hera, where on Tuesday, the flame will be lit for the Paris Olympic Games. It's done in a very complicated way. You don't just use a lighter or something. They use a metal mirror, which focuses the sun's rays, and it's a very sunny day, so hopefully it will be on Tuesday too, focuses the sun's rays on a torch. They could do it in a more simple way, but the idea is to show the link between the ancient games, which happened here, they started here 2,800 years ago, and the modern games, which were recreated at the end of the 19th century. This used to be holy ground, where normally I wouldn't have been allowed, because I'm not completely Greek, and it was only for Greek male free citizens to come here and watch the games and take part in the games. And they were held in the honour of Zeus, the king of the ancient Greek gods. They were held every 4 years. It was considered the most important religious and sporting event in ancient Greece.
That is honouring the same entities and deities that we were warned of in the pre-flood world. The same entities and diabolical fallen angels that we were warned of in Ephesians 6:12. The last thing you should worry about is Leonardo da Vinci's drawing being made a mockery of. We should really open up our eyes and actually see that we're in a day and age where the entertainment of this world is distracting us more and more and more and more and more. And as if it wasn't bad enough, where you see drag queens on these shows and you see all of these aspects of witchcraft and rituals and so forth, you also see that even in their quote-unquote competitions, here you have a male, Iman Khalif, a male fighting a woman in the Olympic Games and beating on a woman in the Olympic Games. This is no longer about who is the better athlete, who works harder. No, this is becoming very diabolical to the core. And as you watch this clip, think about, where are the feminists? Where are the feminists? Why aren't they standing up for women's rights when it comes to many of these issues? I tell you, what's happening here before your very eyes is the days of Noah being glorified all over again, and it's the world acting like the world. Will the church act like the church? When you look worldwide, all over in South America, North America, Asia, China, the Nazca lines in Peru, what you see is entities. Entities and fallen angels being glorified. I just desire that the same way they were being outraged at Leonardo da Vinci's depiction of the Last Supper being mocked, that we could open up our eyes and actually see that it goes way deeper and way beyond that. That what is happening right now are literal rituals being played on your television sets that we're indulging on. This is pure witchcraft. There's no way around it. Why would you expect something different to come through your television set from an event aimed at honoring as a sacrifice to fallen angels? Have you forgotten about the Baphomet? The Baphomet alone is the first transgender. Look at the Baphomet. It's a transgender. Satan is a shapeshifter. He comes as an angel of light, so it should be no surprise to us to see, just as in the book of Revelation, they had a throne dedicated to Satan. That just as in all of these world cultures, they've worshipped star gods, beings from other planets. CERN is trying to create portals. Elon Musk is trying to go to Mars. It should be no surprise that the world is going to act like the world. I just desire, my brother, my sister, in the Lord, that as the world is acting like the world, that you remember that we still serve the same God that delivered Noah, Moses, Isaac, Jacob. That when Elijah was under that juniper tree saying, I'm done, I give up, I quit, take away my life, we serve the same God that delivered Elijah. And it would do far more well for us to focus on his kingdom and understand that a lot of these distractions should just remind you that when the scriptures warned us that the last days would be as the days of Noah, boy, are we not seeing fallen angels being glorified all around us. Don't you see it? UFOs, Marvel movies, Capcom movies, superheroes that have special DNAs, Olympic Games worshiping entities and deities from the days of old, the days of Noah, are here again. Will you decide, my brother, my sister in the Lord, to get into the ark? And if you do, that ark is Jesus Christ. As in the days of Noah, many people just ignored the signs and the warning. And in our day and age, there's nothing new under the sun. Satan's lies just come in different packages. But as they come, they're stacking and they're stacking up and they're stacking up, and people are eating the iniquity like Tic Tacs. In the name of Jesus, may we come to the ark today, and I want to pray with you. Would you mind taking a few seconds to pray with me? Let's go ahead and do it, all right? Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your dear son, Jesus Christ, and we want to thank you for salvation. The fact that you warned us that the last days would be as the days of Noah, and we're seeing that worldwide, every nation is coming together as one in rebellion, direct rebellion to you, because these are games that are aimed and created towards Greek entities, Greek gods that we know as the fallen angels. We're seeing all over the world where entities and beings are being glorified and worshipped. And at times, this can take a toll on your brothers. And at times, this can take a toll on believers all over the world, because it could discourage them. It could cause anxiety. It could cause depression. It could cause them to lose love amongst each other, because the iniquities of this world causes the love of many to grow cold. In the name of Jesus, we ask that your Holy Spirit, today can convict us all to remember the kingdom that we belong to. And that just as the world is being the world, that today you, God, you have not changed, and you're still calling us into your ark. And that ark is Jesus Christ, and we must get into that ark before the flood starts and the door is closed. In Jesus' mighty name, may we heed your calling and turn to you today. In Jesus' name, amen. God is awesome. Do you know how grateful I am that you took the time to pass by? You know that it means a lot to me, right? I'm very grateful to you, all right? Thank you for taking the time. Could you do me a huge favor? Could you just please press the thumbs up button for a few seconds? It helps with the algorithm. This is a non-monetized channel, so the only way non-monetized channels can get a little bit of traction is by you sharing this video and pressing the thumbs up. It means a lot. Also, just letting you know, I'm going to put on the screen a secondary channel we have. If you're looking for some fellowship on Wednesdays and Saturdays where they're available for you, we have some Sabbath services at 10 a.m. on Saturdays. Join us there. It's a secondary channel. It's aimed at having you some different devotionals, live fellowship, a lot of fun where we can interact with each other in a different level. So feel free to subscribe to that channel as well. God bless you. Thank you for taking up the time. Thank you for considering supporting this channel and this ministry. And I love you very, very, very much. God bless you.